Because I, like I said, I don't want to take any action items up before there would be potential for someone to comment during our open forum. So I think what I'd like to have us do now, Mr. Secretary, if we could go back to number 7, and we'll just hear the details on the petition for the Black Hills Mountain Lion season, and take the input. If we have someone's available, the petitioner is available for comment, we can take that at this time too, but I won't take any action on that until after we do our public forum and our comments period at 2 o'clock. So just so you know, there won't be any action. We just want to get the information out on this right.
Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I was looking over at Nick and Liz, and at this moment, the petitioner, Mr. Steve Cherkis, is not online to speak. When we did reach out to him, he was planning to, so please understand also he is West River, and I don't know if he's following the times as close, or maybe something came up he was not able to join, but we'll continue to watch in case he would join when you do want to take the action, so you have the opportunity to speak here as well. So just wanted to share that with you. But you do have the petition in your books. The petition, he asked specifically for a rule change related to mountain lion hunting. He gave a very brief request in terms of the change for the mountain lion season. What his request is on the petition is to allow year-round hunting of mountain lions or year-round take of lions in the Black Hills on private land. So quickly, right now, when we look at the mountain lion season, when we talk about the Black Hills Fire Protection District, we have that lion season basically through January through April, where it occurs both on public land and private land, as well as outside or in the rest of the state during that time frame as well. Every year when we have the mountain lion hunting season, we have the harvest limit. We track that. Remember, all mountain lions harvested have to be turned in, reported. We keep track of that so that hunters that are out there can see on our website how the season is progressing or where that harvest limit is at. Should that harvest limit for that given year be reached before the end of that time frame, then the season would be closed. If not, it goes to the end of that time frame that we allow mountain lion take within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. After that point in time, though, mountain lion hunting is still allowed year-round outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. The reason for that, again, is looking at our mountain lion management plan and our overall approach, we are actively managing mountain lions within the Black Hills Fire Protection District, or the Black Hills in general. So what the petitioner did bring forward to you and to the agency here again was to allow for the take of mountain lions within the Black Hills on private land year-round. When you look at the reason for the change in explanation, which is required, he mentioned that to his perception, the number of mountain lions has increased in the last couple of years, handful of years in the southern hills, and also expressed that they're coming close to their dwellings or cabins and concern for people's safety, in particular his grandchildren as they come out and visit. So a couple of key points that I would share to you, and I would, I guess, if you want, Mr. Chair and Commission, I'll give a few explanation points, and I'll give you where we are at as an agency. You know where we are at on this, and then we can come back to that discussion at the appropriate time that you deem necessary. So a couple of things in request to his request. Number one, it's very important to understand that state statute does exist, that any person, whether you have a license or not, has the ability to remove a license if you deem necessary because you feel threatened or because you are going to protect your property, your livestock, your pets, or you are going to protect another human. You do not have to have a license in hand to lethally remove a mountain lion if those conditions persist. State statute's very specific about that. So that always exists no matter who you are, where you are, you have that ability to do that. A key point and a question that always comes up in that, should you act under that statute, that does not give you the allowance to keep it because you're not harvesting it with a license within a designated season per se. Under that circumstance, that would then come back to the agency and to the state. But state statute provides you the ability to protect yourself, other persons, or your property, livestock, pets. Number two, I would offer to you under our current season structure for mountain lion hunting in the Black Hills and the rest of the state. That season has been working very well when you look back over the last 4 or 5 years. Have we reached the harvest limit? No. An important point I want to make about that, it's not a harvest quota, it's a harvest limit. A harvest limit is set to protect or to assure that we don't go past a point that would be detrimental to the population itself. That's why we impose a harvest limit on our mountain lion season. And oftentimes the public gets quota and limit mixed up, and they're two distinctly different things. We do not have a harvest quota that we are seeking to harvest 40 lions per se, or 60 total. It's a harvest limit. We don't want it to go past that. We should get that. That's why the season stops. But that season structure we have in place right now is working very well and has helped us to achieve our population objective between 200 and 300 in the Black Hills. What that has done is a couple of things. Number one, we continue to have a healthy ungulate population in the Black Hills, that being elk and deer. We're seeing elk numbers being very strong, deer numbers doing well. And it also provides a unique hunting opportunity when it comes to mountain lions in the Black Hills as well. So from the current season structure, we believe that it's working very well. And then the last point that I would share, the request of having it available year-round on private land only in the Black Hills certainly puts another level of complexity and complication in regulations, because now you have that checkerboard of private land, public land, and it's only available on private land. But what happens when you start getting mixed in with the public land? We do our very best. We continue to try to make strides in lessening complexity of regulations. And this would be the opposite in our eyes. So for all those reasons, Mr. Chairman and the commissioners, we would bring forward a recommendation for denial of this particular petition for those three main reasons. So with that, I'll turn it back to you if there's any questions you have right now, or if you want to wait and see after the forum and then take formal action, I'll answer your questions then as well.
And hopefully we can hear from the petitioners. It'd be my intent to, if they're available, we'd interrupt wherever we're in the middle outside of the public forum to allow that person to make his pitch to us. But is there any other questions for Tom on this at this time? Yeah. Commissioner.
Director, I wanted to go back to you. I talked about state statute says if you feel threatened or your livestock, your home, you can certainly shoot at, kill a mountain lion. Do you know, have we had any reports of anybody having to do that? Any mountain lions having to be killed because they felt threatened?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Risler, I don't have that number in front of me, and I know we have staff on. I do know that that statute has been used over the years. Does it get used extensively? I would say no. I can think of a couple of examples that have occurred in the Black Hills and maybe even outside of the Black Hills. I would venture to guess that it's been used at least a handful or maybe a half dozen times that statute has been implemented by an individual. It is not a frequent thing, but it's certainly a very valuable and important piece to have there should anybody ever encounter a situation or feel threatened that they believe that they would be necessary to carry that out.
Any other questions? Other questions for Tom? You know, Director Richman, we talked about this before, and we've seen the pattern, I would hope, where it seems the commission is giving, leaning into landowner rights, and we certainly have addressed different issues where we respect people's right to own land, and quite frankly, I don't think that we can do without private landowner partnerships in this state, and certainly the work that we do. But how do we always differentiate between, you know, if someone's on your property and whether you're in a geographic area or not, and whether it's allowed on another part of the state, you know, it's a landowner rights issue. Do you weigh into that when you start thinking about petitions like this one?
Mr. Chairman, you make a valid point. I mean, everything that we do in probably every hunting season in particular, there's a conversation or piece of that discussion that includes private property, right? And the reason is that because when we look at our state, 80% is privately owned, 20% public land. So no matter what season we talk about, what kind of conversation we have, private land and those opportunities and rights are always going to be part of that conversation. In this particular case in the Black Hills, this has been one that's been ongoing over the years in respect to the mountain lion season. Even from season number one, the conversation was there, you know, do we handle private land different than public land, and the different strategies and approaches and how you set up the season structure How does that look different? And ultimately, we got to a spot where, you know, for mountain lions in the Black Hills in particular, we tried to find that season structure that would encompass all of it, have consideration for all of it, but yet make it as less complex as possible. Now, what I would also say is we've had a few unique circumstances in the Black Hills where mountain lions were taking livestock, and it could be various kinds of livestock. It could be a show animal. It could be, you know, your domestic cow, calf, whatever it might be. And we've worked with private landowners in particular that whether they were a natural rancher or had 4-H type livestock or something like that, and we would issue a specific kill permit to address a situation. So we have other mechanisms and tools that we can work with a private landowner if something is very significant or severe. And so where that is deemed appropriate and necessary, we are more than happy to work with them and take that route as well. But again, I just emphasize the fact that statute's there that does allow anyone and everyone to implement that should they deem it necessary.
Okay. Good. Thanks. I just want to make sure, you know, for the record too, that we're weighing in on this. You know, 80-20 isn't just a good combination for a hamburger. You know, that's how we're set up in the state as far as land ownership goes. And so we need those private landowners. So, Paul, I did that one just for you.
Thanks, man.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Hey, it's John Cantig, in Section Chief. If I could just add one little piece of information to what Tom said there, and because I do appreciate what you're saying, and I think that's very important. And if you look at our lion season structure, outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District, where it is that strong private land ownership, that 80% out there, it is a year-round season. You can use hounds. It's pretty liberal. In the Black Hills, where it kind of changes a bit, where it's predominantly or there's a lot more public land, that's where we're managing for those lions. And we have a lot more or a lot different season structure. And a lot of that ground that you can hunt for lions or where the season is open is a lot of public ground again. So just a little bit to add there and not a little bit different story in the Black Hills.
Thanks a lot, John. Anybody else have any questions or comments at this time? As I said, we're not going to take action right now. We'll wait till after 2 o'clock. For that, Mr. Secretary.